This Boss Rush Spotlight is brought to you by, well, you. If you want to learn how to support the Boss Rush family of podcasts, head to BossRush.net or our Patreon at patreon.com/BossRushMedia. Thanks for helping us build something better. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to a Boss Rush Podcast Spotlight episode. I am your host, Corey Deering, and I am here with none other than the one, the only, Nick from WASD and Beyond.
What is up, everybody? What's up, Corey?
Hey, man. What's going on? This is, I feel like we've known each other for so long that we should be doing more together.
Like, I would have to agree with you on that, man.
Yeah. It's like, you know, we always like talk on Twitter. We comment on our stuff on Twitter. You know, we're always shooting stuff back and forth in DMs and stuff. And it's like, we should just be doing more together.
We're like those, like, our group is like that, like, group in kindergarten all the way, like, sixth grade. Like, we hang out all the way to sixth grade, but we get to middle school and we're like, oh, I'm going to catch my bus. You're going to your bus. All right, take it easy. We split off. But we always meet right back in the middle. It's like, why did we stop hanging out?
Right.
Like, it's so weird.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've kind of, you know, we were talking a little bit before we started recording where, like, you know, when we started Boss Rush out of the ashes of our old group, right, a couple months later, you know, it was WASD, it was Diggity, it was, you know, there's a couple others here and there that have kind of come up and either gone away or hiatus or whatever, right? And like, we're kind of like the guys who are kind of, I don't want to say sticking it out, but like, it's like the John Travolta meme. We're like, where'd everybody go? You know,
I would definitely say in terms of like the smaller, or not even smaller, like the underground podcast, like video game podcasters, You definitely got, you know, the entire Boss Rush network. You got WASD and Beyond, and Brody's definitely attached to WASD and Beyond still. Mm-hmm. And you got like What the Famicon, but like a lot of the other a lot of the other shows that have popped up with us and like we used to hang out with or we were talking to, like they all like just stopped doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And like, why? I don't get it. Just keep doing it, even if it's just fun, man. Right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah,
you're right though.
Yeah, it's kind of strange, but also like, I don't know. I feel like you guys have been doing a lot of great stuff for a long time, and expanding with Spawn Camp, and you know we've all hit some speed bumps, but also hit those highest of highs. Like you guys have some awesome episodes out or coming out soon. I think that you have what's his name who from Duke Nukem fame coming on. That episode will be out by the time this airs, but you guys are killing it, man.
I really, really appreciate that. Yeah, Scott Miller from Apogee 3D Realms, mm-hmm. He created Duke Nukem, helped work on things like Daikatana and all that stuff, was on this Sunday, and that episode will be out this Friday. But yeah, I mean, it's just us and you. Like, you guys have some wild things going on too, like with Boss Rush. Like, you guys have started with one formula, right? And then you've seen what worked and what didn't work, and you keep fine tuning Boss Rush.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Interesting to watch.
That's what I like to call is fine tuning. Yes, all the like scrambling and stress behind the scenes of like, oh my god, we need this episode out Friday, you know. But like you said, we kind of have like we restructured the Boss Rush podcast this year to have bigger and or cooler guests on, right? Bigger is the wrong word, because we've had some really cool indie devs on that like people don't even know about yet, and but then we kind of turned around and said, what if we just did these as separate episodes so we could have our podcast back? So, dude, like, yeah. You know, that's kind of what we are kind of spitting out the spotlight podcasts of, like, you know, creators and developers, and just kind of talking about their stuff, because it's there's a lot of interesting people out there and a lot of cool people out there that, like, yeah, okay, we had Way Forward on, right, which has been probably our biggest guest so far, Adam from Way Forward, and he was awesome,
right?
But then, like, we had last week, we had Richard Bahari on, who he has a 3-man indie studio that nobody has ever heard of, creating this game called Awakening, this little pixel art kind of, it looks like a mix between Secret of Mana, Cross Code, and A Link to the Past, and it looks so cool
that they're, like, insane.
Yeah, and I was just, like, going through, like, you know, hashtag indie dev, and I was just, like, scrolling through, because I'm like, we should probably have some people on that, like, oh, they're working on a cool game or something. And the art and the animations that he was posting on his Twitter were, like, incredible. So I was like, yeah, we gotta have this guy on. And he has maybe, like, 200 followers on Twitter, and it's like, well, he should have more because his game looks cool.
Well, like, the cool thing about doing that is, though, I feel like a lot of, like, podcasts at our level or, like, a step above ours, they always shoot for the biggest fish. Mm-hmm. And it's like, dude, like, if you work with, like, people a little bit, you know, up, you know, above you, or, like, right there with you, mm-hmm, like, you get close with these studios, you get close with these devs, they want to work with you more. Like, you could try their games before anyone else does. You can talk to them about upcoming projects and stuff like that. Like, that's,
yeah,
you become essentially a part of the projects too. So, like, why would you not want to grow with somebody? Like, it's cool to talk to the people who've been in the industry for a long time or are working on these huge things, but I'd rather talk to grounded and earthed people, like, on this earth first.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. That's just me. But that's amazing, man. That's truly, yeah, amazing.
Yeah. And we were kind of talking a little bit too before the show, and, like, sometimes you find people that, like, that just kind of, I don't know, are kind of, for lack of better terms, stuck up their own ass, I guess. And yeah, you're just kind of like, well, you know, I don't want you here to throw us a bone. I want to work with cool people. So, like, I've kind of been shifting that way too, of, like, I just want to work with people who are cool and are fun. Like, you know, I told you, like, we had one guest on, no names.
Yeah.
I don't know, within the last 6 months to a year or whatever, and I would rather sit down with you 4 or 5 days a week than have this person on again. You know what I mean? Like, it's, yeah, just like, oh my god, you are so awful. You know,
dude, that's the worst.
Yeah,
I had that again. No names, or I'll put a time frame in the last year and a half, 2 years. There you go. See, now it's ambiguous. That the episode might not even be out. There you go. It was a bad experience all around, right? It's like one of those things where it's, did you want to be here, or exactly, did you just feel like you were throwing me a bone?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to work with people like that. I'd rather work with, like, you, or, like, if Diggity was still here, I'd work with Diggity, or, like, people who I know are just cool and not gonna, I don't know, like, treat this as, like, a favor they're doing for me.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I don't, it's not a favor. Like, you came, yeah, to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not looking for handouts, and I'm almost to the point where, like, I want to talk to devs, but I don't even want to take your free games, you know? That's, like,
yeah,
where my mindset is like, I don't want to, like, feel like we are an obligation to you, or, like, we're handouts. I want to work with people who are real people and are just, like, like I said, we had Way Forward on. Adam, I can't say enough good things about Adam from Way Forward.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was probably the best guest we've ever had. Or Celia from the Yacht Club, right? Like, real genuine people who, like, wanted to be here and just talk about games and have fun. And then you get other people who are just, like, literally checking their phones or their emails or their clock, and, like, how long is this? Can I leave now? And it's
the,
like,
worst.
Look, man, I get, like, whatever, but you know.
Dude, I get it. It's the absolute worst. It throws you off your game, Because, like, you know how you, you know what I mean? It's like, deep down, it's like, I know I can crush this interview, but then you see someone else, like, almost, like, spitting in your face a little bit. It feels like, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you just, like, turtle shell a little bit. And you're like, okay, I guess I'll just try to go as fast as possible and go through the motions. And it sucks. Yeah. But luckily, you're a good interviewer. So,
and then like you sit there and you're like interviewing people, and like you said, it throws you off. But then you're like, well, now I feel like I'm going through the motions, so it makes our product worse.
Exactly. So and it's like, why would I even put this out?
Yeah, like what's even the bother, you know? But
yeah.
Anyways, we're not
all over your face. You're like, oh.
Yeah. We're not here to crap on people who are doing things on the internet. Okay,
no, we're not.
We are here to talk to one particular person who's doing cool things on the internet, and that is you, Nick.
Hello.
So tell I want to know, like, everybody has the startup story. So what is WASD's startup story? Like, why did you decide to start a podcast?
Yeah, dude. So Matt and I, we've been friends since we were like 15, 16 years old. And we're always gamers, right? Like we'd always play either PC games or console or whatever. And I made a joke in our like late 20s. I was like, dude, we should like do a podcast since like we're not in a touring band anymore. Like that's what all like the old touring band dudes do who didn't make it. Like we just do podcasts about shit we like.
That's what I feel it's not just bands. It's like 90s sitcoms, the wrestlers who aren't wrestling anymore.
Yep.
I mean, I live just outside of Cleveland, and there's two former Cavs basketball players who have a basketball podcast because they're retired. It's like, everybody has a podcast about something now. Like it's just like everybody has a podcast,
man. And it's like, all right, cool. But I mean, yeah, I mean, we joked about it for years and years and years and years and years and years. And I was like, all right, let's do it. And he's like, okay, how do we do it? And I'm like, I don't know. How do you do a podcast? So we like did all the research, but like we pushed that off, and we were in my backyard. I think it was the last house I lived in. So 2-3 years ago, we were in my backyard. I'm like drunk. We were really drunk. And I'm like, let's just do it tomorrow. He's like, okay. I'm like, all right, tomorrow we're doing it.
Why does he sound like Keanu Reeves from Point Break?
Because it was just so like, you know what I mean? Like he was just so like messed up. And I was like, all right, cool. Let's do this. Keanu Reeves from Point Break. God damn it, Corey. I don't know, man. We drove over to his house. And I think I had my laptop and we had like two microphones. We just pulled off our computers and we just sat them in front of each other, like pointing this way. And we just tried and it was awful. It was really bad. We couldn't figure it out. And then I found a Zencaster. I'm like, okay, we can do this from the comfort of our homes. We don't have to sit in front of each other, which eventually, like if we are able to make a living off this, we'll get a professional studio and all that or something.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, it started as like a joke. Let's see if we can do this. And we just kept with it. Like obviously like Matt since then has been busy or, you know, doing his own thing. And so now Evan's the co-host, but Matt's still very much in the background. So he'll give ideas and all that. So it just started as a drunk idea and we just didn't stop yet, I guess.
Yeah, I mean that sounds pretty spot on. The first I guess the group I was a part of, Nerds Gone Rogue, was before Boss Rush. I asked one of my friends, Matt. I was like, everybody was kind of like starting podcasts, and I had kind of come out of a YouTube group before then, and right. I was like, hey man, you wanna do a podcast? And that's kind of how that podcast started. And then like once that kind of ended, you know, I mean, Ed and I have been doing PowBlock since then too. So like I was kind of running the two at the same time. And then Ed and I and our friend Jesse started Boss Rush. And now, I mean, it is what it is. But you know, I actually don't know if I would be sitting here talking to you without Ed kind of pushing me through the through the fire of the down. I don't want to make it sound like it was like a trash fire, because Matt and I are still friends, but like, you know, when that ended, it like really hurt. And like, Ed's like, come on, man, you're good at this. You just need to keep going. We just need to start something new. And I'm like, okay, if you say so.
It's always good to have those friends though, man. Like, I'm sure we've almost like just kind of been like, all right, that's enough, a few times back in the day. And our friends going, no, dude, like, you're actually like kind of doing something cool here. Mm-hmm. And if you keep doing it, you'll make cool friends, which we did, right? Like, we met you guys, we met the Diggity Podcast. What the Famicom dudes are really cool. And like, I mean, Final Boss and Doc Long, you know, them guys, like, like, our sponsors are really sweet. So it's like, because of the podcast, like, I'm meeting cool people, I'm talking to cool people. So why would I stop now? I've definitely been there though, right? Like, you'll have like good months where you'll see your numbers really start hitting what you want them to hit.
Yeah.
And then those other months where it's like, I thought that when you think there's going to be episodes or a block of episodes that are just going to crush it, and then you look at the numbers, which you don't, if there's anything I would suggest, when you're first starting out, just don't even look at those numbers. Surprise yourself.
I still don't, for the most part. I mean, I do, but I more look at like, because, you know, we have a Patreon, so like, I look at those numbers, and I'm just trying to gauge, which is why like I keep shuffling content and like, okay, this is working, this isn't working, we should do more of this thing and less of this thing. But like, you know, yeah, I mean, I would actually suggest, if you want to do a podcast and you want to be real serious about it, get through your first 10 episodes. They're all gonna suck. I'm telling you right now, they're all gonna suck. Maybe your first 20 episodes will suck. You know, I wouldn't even look at your numbers until maybe 6 months in, really.
Yeah.
To be honest, honestly, like, you know,
at that point, it'd be a good morale boost too, because you can see, I mean, you can see exactly where you start to like kind of peak and taper and all that. But like, I did that, right? Like, I recorded 10 episodes with Matt, 20 episodes with Matt, and I went back and I listened. I was like, the way I'm speaking isn't reflective of who I am. That's not how I actually talk. I would put on some stupid voice.
Yeah.
And I was like, why am I doing that, man? Like, that's not how I even talk, like, at all. And I was like, dude, I told Matt, I'm like, we just got to like start just talking like how we talk.
Yeah.
You know, like, we don't have to swear as much. We don't have to, you know, be as chaotic, but like a conversation like we usually have with video games, like, some of the best content we've done has not been recorded. And that pisses me off. I'm like, dude, that was like, Evan will go. That's the cool thing about Evan. He's so like analytical, but so he'll go on these like hour long tangents about things, which are not in a bad way, in a good way. And I'm like, dude, I didn't record any of that because we weren't recording. And he's like, well, that sucks. And I'm like, dude, you know, you suck. You know, it's like, you could have done that for the show. But yeah, no, I agree, man. Like, your first 10 episodes are going to suck. Your first 20 are probably going to suck. But there was that, what's that rule? If you make it past episode 7, and you keep going, there could be success. There's like, like, 7 is the graveyard episode, right?
Yeah, it's like, the average podcast doesn't last past like 7 or 8 episodes. So,
right.
You know, also, like, don't go into it thinking that you're going to make a business or a job out of this, right? Like,
no,
that's the wrong attitude to go into. Just, you know, go into it and say, hey, we're doing pretty good. Let's, you know, and then once you kind of like start get, I know we just said don't look at your numbers, but like, you know, every once in a while you do have to look at them, and like, you kind of gauge them and see where your audience is at. And then you kind of gauge like, okay, maybe we can start a Patreon to kind of like fund our RSS feed or our, you know, a website, or maybe we can open a store or have, you know, a cool sponsor store,
right?
Make our merch.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, Final Boss, man. Shout out to Final Boss. They have some cool stuff going on.
He is insane. And he's I can't unfortunately talk about what he's working on right now, but if he pulls this merch off, it's going to be insane. That's all I'll say about that.
Oh man, he's their stuff's so cool. I need to reach out. I need to reach out to them and see, like, hey, what's going on with you? You know,
Hey man, he's an open book. He's awesome to talk to. Good friend. So I would definitely hit him up.
Yeah.
Time zone might screw you up though.
Yeah, it's fine.
5 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, I'll just get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, it's fine.
It'll be dude. I've done it. It sucks. Yeah. You're like, oh my god.
Yeah, that's the problem too. Is like when I'm looking at guests and I look where they're located, I'm like, man, they're like, I would have to get up super early. I can't record in the middle of the day. I'm at work. You know, like I can't. Oh, yeah. I just, you know, but. Anyways, see, look, this is what happens. We got off on a tangent again. So the idea behind WASD kind of, no pun intended, spawned into the idea of Spawn Camp.
Yeah, so it was Evan, myself, Brody, and Jeff. And we kind of were looking at what you guys are doing, actually. And we're like, okay, we like that. That's our friends, right? Like, but that's our friends' creation.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it was one of those things where it's like, we don't want to not be a part of it, but it's like, we want to do something as well.
Yeah.
Right. So, one of the bigger discussions was like, how do we do this without looking like we're trying to compete? I'm like, we just do it. And Corey, he'll know we're not trying to compete. Right. Like,
yeah.
That's what we did. And you're like, cool. Yeah. Looks good.
And yeah. I mean, we had a little bit of a conversation because like you guys were part of like, we had this initial idea that the Boss Rush Network would be like a portal of creators that we could kind of like lift up with their own podcasts. And we still kind of do that, but like you can do that without like forcing people into your dumb quote unquote idea program thing. Right. And so, yeah, when we were talking about it, I'm like, yeah, dude, go nuts, go do it.
Yeah.
Like that's so like, and I mean, I think you guys have gotten better since Spawn Camp became a thing, to be honest.
It's been a good feeling, man. And unfortunately right now it's just WASD, right? So like, obviously Diggity's on a bit of a hiatus. The Build Bros are kind of doing their own, they're not really a podcast, but like we have the members in the Spawn Camp still. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of Gunpla and all that still in our umbrella of network of the network. But at the end of the day, it just became, okay, like it doesn't have to be a network necessarily. It just has to be a community that we wanted to create.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, Evan, Brody, and Jeff were like, okay, well we can have like the business quote unquote side of it. That'll be hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And that is hidden into its own little private server where, you know, it's not really even business at this point. It's like discussing ideas and projects and like, hey, I landed this interview or this is a piece of merch I want to work on. And, you know, the community aspect's more important to me, though, like all the friends I've made because of Spawn Camp and what we're doing in it now is really cool. And we got Dungeons and Dragons going on right now. And it was a cool idea. And I thought it was going to die when Diggity went on hiatus and then Spawn the Build Bros stopped doing podcasting. I was like, ah, shit, like it's just kind of WASD. And Evan was like, it's fine. He's like, it's a community now. I'm like, true. It's not like a business. It's not like a thing that needs to be constantly fed with money, right? It's just, you just got to kind of run the server at this point. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. When Diggity went on hiatus, I kind of felt like, I always felt like you guys were like a 1A, 1B in terms of Spawn Camp. And then like OBO was where you guys kind of came together to like talk about dumb stuff. Right. And like, I felt bad because I knew how hard that, you know, you specifically, like I always know, like, and I don't want to make this sound like nobody else on Spawn Camp like quote unquote works hard, right? Because like everybody works hard at the pace that they are given, but I always kind of viewed you as like the pinnacle, the top of the pyramid, like you're the guy, right? And so like I felt bad because like I had been there, where people had kind of like, hey, I can't really do this anymore. And, you know, it kind of hurts for a little bit, but then like you realize, like you said, like Spawn Camp's the community now. Right. And like, you just kind of morph it into what you need it to be. And then like, you know, whenever Diggity comes back from a hiatus, or, you know, say, you know, Brody joins you as like a third chair, or, you know, whatever the possibilities are there. Yeah. Right. Then like, okay, you know, that we are what we are, and this is how it grows. And that's kind of like what the Boss Rush Network became too, right? It was like,
oh yeah,
the quote unquote network aspect didn't work out, but the network is now the community, and the community, like the community runs our website. Right. And we pull community members into guests on podcasts, or, you know, if we do, I don't know, I was going to say E3 watch alongs, but you know, that's never happening again. So like whatever,
RIP, they, baby.
the Keeley special this summer, and you know, that kind of thing. Like if we ever do watch alongs or reactions, or we pull people in, and it's fun to kind of pull new voices and different people in. And it kind of evolved into what, you know, Spawn Camp became for you guys. And it's kind of been better in a way, you know,
it feels free. I'll tackle the first thing you said. It definitely at the top of Spawn Camp when it came to creative or socials, it was definitely Brody and myself for sure. Mm-hmm. Evan was right along with us too, luckily, going, okay, like this would be cool, we should do this, we should do that. Jeff was very much so business oriented, which is good. We needed someone like Jeff.
Mm-hmm. We still need someone like Jeff.
Yeah. But Jeff would go through our socials. Jeff would go through the numbers, and he would go, we're doing good here, we're failing here. This is the content we could use right here. This is this. This is that. This is this. This is that. And that was good. And then, you know, obviously, when Diggity stopped podcasting, you know, Jeff's very busy. Brody's in school. So it's just Evan and myself. And it's like, you know, it kind of just went, all right, well, we'll do our own thing. And from our community, you know, the cool thing is like Brody is still very active. Brody's gaming in there every day when he's not studying. We kind of give him shit. I'm like, you can game every day, but you can't podcast once a week. He's like, shut up, bro. But like, in his little Brody voice. But
I can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Oh, I love that bald, beautiful man. But
I've never seen someone's head so perfectly. Shiny. Yeah, perfectly. It's perfectly bald. And like round. It's perfect.
Doesn't make sense. Have you met Brody in person?
No, I have not.
Goddamn pitbull.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, like, I'm like a short, stocky, kind of chunky dude. Just, I'm chunky kind of now. But he's just like beefcake, man. Yeah. Like, dude, got like traps on his traps and shit. I'm like, when I first met him, I was like, whoa, like, you shouldn't be podcasting. You should go to like Mr. Universe, Olympia shit. He was like, I'm too short, brother. I was like, get out of here, dude.
Oh, man.
But the community definitely kept us going through that. Like, because luckily it didn't feel like a breakup, right? Like, instead of Diggity leaving, they're like, we got to like just put this on a hiatus and focus. Build Bros, you know, they were a newer podcast. It could have happened or it didn't. It did happen, right? But like, those dudes stayed in the community. Therefore, cool. Like, I've known Alex from Build Bros since I was 14. We used to go to shows together. I met Logan because of Build Bros. Logan's been on the show. Lewis has been on an episode. He's still on the server. Like, we're gonna be doing a Dead Space episode with Lewis. We're able to pull from a cast. So if I'm sick or if Evan can't be there, like, we have a rotating constant on WASD now. It's like, hey, I need someone on tonight. This is the topic. Can you be there? Someone's gonna say yeah.
Yeah.
Even if they're not a podcaster or they've never done it. Like, there's people that are like, I want to be on the show. It's like, okay, cool. Like, I now need to figure out a topic that you're comfortable talking about. And it's like, we do that. And it's actually really cool.
Yeah. It's amazing how many people like are kind of, I don't want to say scared to podcast, but like are kind of like timid to say, hey, I want to jump on an episode. And then you like give them a little encouragement, and then that you, you give them a topic they're comfortable with, and then it's like they've been podcasting like their whole life once after the first couple minutes, you know.
It's like they're better at it than you are. It's like, yeah, what the hell, dude? Like, where did this come from? Like, you need to do your own thing, right? Yeah. Like, this is, for me at least, podcasting is it's never felt like a get rich quick scheme. It's never felt like I need to make this my job. I would love for this to be my job, right? But like, this is very therapeutic. When I do any, like, a podcast, or I'm on a show, or I have someone on, it's very therapeutic. Like, I like this more than streaming. Mm-hmm. I like this more than my job, but it keeps me calm. Like, it's stress inducing.
Oh yeah.
Like, but I have such a good time with it that I don't foresee WASD stopping anytime soon. Luckily, yeah. I have the time to do it still.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's what you just said is like, if I'm having like a bad day or a rough day or something, like, and I know I have a podcast to do that night, like, I'll still be stressed out. But like, when I sit down and hit record and like talk to everybody for a couple of minutes before we actually start, and it just kind of like dissipates and I'm fine, you know? And then
it's an amazing feeling.
Yeah. It's weird. It's like, you know, like you said, I tried the streaming thing and like, it was okay. Right. But like, you know, we used to do all of our podcasts live, but then like,
yeah,
we found that the quality was just, I mean, Zencastr has been like a, you know, in terms of quality, has been so much better for our podcast, instead of like a Skype call and then, yep, running it through all these NDI sources and making sure you're not getting the double audio while trying to stream it to Twitch and YouTube and, you know, wherever, yeah, else, right? Like, oh my gosh, it's 1,000 times better.
That's one click, dude. It's one click.
Yeah.
But dude, when they upgraded their system though, and they're by the way, and I went, I'm not paying for this. And it's like, oh, well, you've been using it for X amount of time, therefore the creator package is free. I'm like, why don't you just like tell me it's the same thing I've been using?
Right. Yeah.
Like, it's the exact same. Cause it like tripped me out. And I'm like, I was like recording an episode. It's like, you have 15 minutes left. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about, Zencastr?
Yeah.
So like, I hit up their support.
And then if you hit the time, like the time, like, you don't have access to your files that you recorded.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, I have to get this episode out. Why can't I download this file? You know,
I hit up support and they were like, oh, you need to bump up to the creator thing. I'm like, I'm not paying you. You're not hearing me. I'm like, I'm not like, we are on a budget. They're like, yes, creators is free. I'm like, so why didn't you just grandfather everyone who's been using it into that system, dude? Like, you just stressed me out so bad.
Right.
But we were freaking out, dude. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going back to Skype.
No, dude.
Although where my job, we use riverside.fm, which is like, it's essentially Zencastr, but there's a lot more production you can put into it. Like, you can get super granular with it if you really want to. And it's good. I don't think the sound quality is as good.
Really?
Personally. But I mean, it's what we use at work. But it's like, you know, there was an issue too, like when they kind of revamped their, I don't know how long you've been using Zencastr, but like about maybe almost 9 or 10 months ago, they overhauled their entire user interface, and Zencastr crashed like every 20 minutes. Like,
yep, no joke. I remember that.
Yeah.
We've been using it since we started.
Yeah. So like, we were like looking for alternatives, and I was like, well, this is what we use for work and whatever. And it wasn't working for some people because you have to have like a, you know, certain amount of RAM in your PC to use it. And it's like, oh my gosh, dude, come on.
Yeah. Like, if you weren't using Google Chrome, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, because what they revamped to was like this, right? What we're using.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember when we first started, I don't remember there being the video option.
Yeah.
And like, I'm looking at it now, I'm like, this actually works pretty decently. Yeah. I didn't expect it to. I don't know how it downloads your files afterwards, but.
Oh, yeah, dude. No, it you're going to be crispy 1080p or 4K, whatever you're recording in, you're getting downloaded in that. So
that's gnarly, dude. I love you, Zencastr. You piss me off sometimes, but I do love you.
Yeah. It's funny because we were using Zencastr at work, and I always like to tell the story that my boss and I got in a Twitter fight with the CEO of Zencastr.
What?
To the point where they transferred the fight from our like tweets to DMs and emails.
What?
It was so funny.
Dude, how did you manage that? Or do you want to talk about that off air?
I mean, we can talk about it at a different day. It's not okay. It's not about the Zencastr CEO, everybody. It's about Nick. So, if you want to be a Patreon producer, head on over to Patreon, patreon.com/BossRushMedia, and find out which tier is right for you. Our Patreon producers at the $5 tier or higher for this month are Adriel Munger, Austin Campbell, Celeste Roberts, Christian S., Sana Dierig, Francisco Santillan, and Rebecca Jewell. Thank you for your continued support. So I do want to know what you are planning to do in the future, but I want to, before we do that, I just want to check in. What are you playing? I know you're a big Half-Life fan. So, okay, actually, yeah. Rewind.
Yes.
Let me back up. So when you have your guests on that you're interviewing, like, did you play Duke Nukem before that interview? Or, like, did you, like, go back and try to play some of it before you did that?
Oh, yeah. So I went back and I played a few of the Duke Nukems. If I have a guest on that I'm really, like, I'm geeked for all my guests, mm-hmm. right? Like, I'm super excited for anybody I'm gonna have on the show. So yeah, I usually go back and I play their products or their game, or I watch the movies they've done or whatever, and I'll play. And so I definitely played Duke Nukem 3D a lot. And I rewatched things on YouTube, like Duke Nukem Land of the Babes and like all the Manhattan Project and all that. I didn't play Duke Nukem Forever because I don't think it needs to be played.
Remember when Randy Pitchford compared it to Half-Life?
Randy Pitchford has done a lot of things that I don't agree with, and he says a lot of things that I don't agree with, and I'm very pissed off that... Listen to the episode, folks. You'll understand why I'm irritated with Randy Pitchford. It comes out this Friday. I didn't know that Mr. Miller does not own the rights to Duke Nukem anymore, and that's all Gearbox, and Gearbox is owned by...
Randy Pitchford.
So that's not a fun deal.
Although he doesn't run the studio anymore, he runs Gearbox Entertainment, which is like the umbrella brand, and there's a bunch of people underneath him now that run Gearbox Studios and Gearbox Publishing and stuff. I think Andy Reiner of Game Informer actually runs the publishing arm now of Gearbox.
It's
like this whole thing.
Giant anyway. Pain in the ass. Just keep. What's that restaurant that he went to? We're not gonna get into that story.
Oh man,
Times. Yeah. Keep him out of the Medieval Times.
Just look up the Randy Pitchford Medieval Times story. You guys are gonna laugh.
Dude, when that happened, bro, I was like, "What? You couldn't just have left that at home?"
Yeah.
But you have to travel with your little U.S. We're not getting into it. But he's fine.
He's magical.
He's a magician. Man. Yeah, you went right. He's mad. Yeah, he's a magician. Be cool. I did play a lot of the Duke Nukem games over again. I watched them on YouTube, and just to get myself in that mindset. And I watched a lot of interviews. Not even with Scott. I watched interviews with the voice actor of Duke Nukem, John St. John, just to like hear his voice to get me pumped. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like that was sweet.
What a name, by the way, John yeah. St. John.
Dude, he is a legend. That guy is a legend. You hear his voice, it's such an iconic voice.
I know.
So yeah, so I played it a lot.
So good, so good. So what are you playing now? Playing anything?
Yeah. Now? So right now the network as well the community has been playing a lot together. Actually, I was given some keys for Starship Troopers Extermination.
Oh, awesome!
So we played. Me, Logan, Evan. It's party sizes up to 16, dude. So it's huge lobbies. Not big lobbies. If you can get all your friends in there, it's insane.
Right. Yeah.
So we've been playing the shit out of that. We played Outlast Trials the other night. For the last two nights of playing Outlast Trials, if you aren't into Outlast, don't play that game. It's really fun, don't get me wrong. But if you're not comfortable with like gratuitous nudity and violence and literally like having genitalia waved in your face, that's not the game for you. But the game I've been really stuck on is Survivor. Despite the problems it's been having on PC and the PlayStation, I still gave it a shot. I really enjoy it. I'm a sucker for those games. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a big Dark Souls guy anyways. So those Star Wars mixed with Dark Souls mixed with a vast exploration, I'm there.
Yeah. I played it a little bit and it crashed on me like three times. And I'm like, I'm just going to wait till they fix this. Cause I can't deal with this. Right. Like it's sad because I really liked that first game a lot. I really, really liked that first game a lot. I think the story was cool. I think the characters are cool. I like the time period it's set in. One of my favorite parts of that first game actually is that opening shot where like you recognize things from the original trilogy, like, but then they're flying over like the clone ships and it's just like, oh man, this is like just mixing the Star Wars, like mixing Star Wars like that is like something that doesn't happen really at all. And it's really cool to see stuff like that. And like, I really want to play this game and I will eventually, right? Right now I'm stuck in the middle of Zelda, right? Like I'm trying to,
think everybody is.
Yeah. That's our book club game. So, right now, so we have two book clubs for Zelda, maybe three. I don't know. It depends on how big the game is and how much people are still interested in the third month. But, Star Wars is on the list, man. It's, it looks great though. Looks amazing.
It's definitely pretty at times, but I will say being the way I am, I nitpick.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, that grain of sand looks like shit and you could have made that grain of sand look better. I'm being facetious, but it's a very pretty game and it's fluid when it wants to be, right? When it works, it's really fluid.
Yeah.
Because a game like that relies on that.
Yeah, you also got to think about how much influence Disney had on getting this game out before a certain time too, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's what happened to the last game. Is like they probably could have delayed it a year to polish it up. And then, you know, they had to get it out because Disney wanted to get it out.
Yeah. So it should have stayed in the oven. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's what you get with games these days, right? Like the game will be perfect in a year when they patch it and put all the DLC out. And
thankfully, indie has been taking over, man. I mean, Warhammer Bolt Gun just came out today.
Yeah, I heard
it's taking the internet by storm, dude.
I hear it's pretty good.
I'm jealous. I haven't played it yet.
I hear it's good. I actually played some indie games through Game Pass.
Yeah.
Before Zelda came out, I played Ravenlock, which is like that voxel Zelda type adventure, kind of like Alice in Wonderland mixed with Zelda. Super cool. Not the best game I've ever played by any stretch, but like it was a refreshing. It was refreshing coming off of, you know, Jedi Survivor crashing three times and the hot mess that was Redfall, that a game I booted up just worked and played, you know.
Well, it's refreshing when any game actually boots up, works, and you're like, it does this? That's a feature?
Yeah. It's a feature. I liked it so much that I got all the achievement points in it, which is very rare for me these days. Not that it was that hard or anything, but
you know. I haven't hit any like full achievement, like because that I remember playing Xbox 360, man, and I saw that board. It's like achievements, and I went, "You talking about what now?" And I went through them like, "Oh, dude, there's more to the game." Like back then, you see it, you're like, that's like a thing in the game. So you go and then the Xbox, man, it just flips up. Achievement unlocked. You're like, oh my God, that felt so good.
Yeah.
It's like that like dopamine drip.
Yeah. It got to the, for me back then, it got so bad that I was looking up games with easy achievements so I could just boost my gamer score. Like
boost your gamer score on Xbox Live.
I was playing like, NBA Home Court and Cars 2 and you know,
the Burger King game.
Yeah, it's sneaking, and I still have all those, man. That was like, it was funny because the girl I was dating at the time bought me an Xbox 360, Gears of War, and then the three Burger King games, and I'm like, okay,
this doesn't match up.
Yeah, but you know what? Look, it's fine. It is fine. Yeah. Yeah, so, but I mean, other than that, like Zelda has me hooked, and like, I gotta say, man, this game, the fact that they have all these systems working together pretty seamlessly, pretty flawlessly, and it's running on the Nintendo Switch is like super mind boggling, especially because like you have stuff like Bayonetta 3 and Pokemon running on it that just looks like, you know. My big criticism with Bayonetta 3 was like the character models look great, the environments look like you're playing like an up-res PS2 game is what it looks like.
Yeah.
It looks so bad.
I've watched my wife play Tears of the Kingdom
mm-hmm.
on her, because I got her an OLED Switch however long when it first came out, and it looks stunning. Like, yeah. I know people I'm concerned with, I haven't played it yet, and I'm going to play Tears of the Kingdom on the Switch, but it looked good. It looked like it was running okay at times.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes she'd just be out in the, like, in the middle of, like, a field walking, and it was like, it looks like I know it's not hitting 60 frames, but
mm-mm.
It looks like it's moving at a good pace.
But yeah.
As soon as I saw her get into combat, I was like, ooh, yeah. I don't know, dude.
Well, like, it's funny because I was listening to a podcast this week where they were talking about Tears of the Kingdom and how Nintendo actually designed the game to, like, the animations to not, like, they're not full animations. Like, if Link wants to go left when he's going right, you just press left and he automatically just turns. He doesn't take the time, like, in something like The Last of Us or Uncharted, where, like, you have that realistic
body swing.
Yeah. And so the game runs, like, it skips animation frames and it runs slower on purpose so it can run. It's consistent with the frame rate. So it looks like it's running at a higher frame rate, even though it's not in a lot of ways.
It's kind of it's
weird.
Just releasing. Just get a new console out there, guys.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes. Yes,
Nintendo. Sorry,
Nintendo.
Piss that off.
No, Nintendo needs a new console. Tears of the Kingdom needs to be Nintendo Switch's swan song.
Yes,
I know. Pikmin's coming out. Which Pikmin? Cool. I like Pikmin. Whatever. It's not gonna be super taxing on the console. My theory is that spring 2025 is the when the console's coming out, the new one.
So when do you think it's going to be teased then?
Probably next fall. Like, I think it's going to be a similar cycle to the Switch, right? Where, like, they tease it in October, they do a kind of like a commercial in like November or something, and they do a full reveal in January, and it's out in March. I think it's going to follow the exact same cadence as the Switch.
I think you're right, because with like Nintendo, they like to kind of, all right, here's the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the light at the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. It's not like a PlayStation or an Xbox type thing where it's like, well, here it is. We're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo's like, all right, this is ready to go. We have something viable to show you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like. I do like that about Nintendo. What I don't like is they try to keep the longevity of a console past its lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
But it hasn't, from like the GameCube to the Wii U, how long was that?
Well, the thing is like, the longest Nintendo lifespan before the Switch was 6 years, and that was the Wii.
Right.
The GameCube was 4 years. Every other console they've had has, well, I think the Wii U was only 4 years as well. 2013 and 2017 was the Wii U. And yeah, the GameCube was 4 years, and everything else was five. So the Switch, they said they wanted the Switch to be a 10-year console when it launched. They straight up, you know, they wanted to have the lifespan of the DS and the Game Boy, which I think it will. I think it will, because you know how they tried to milk the 3DS for like a year and a half after the Switch came out with like remakes and Pokemon and all these other things, right? So
yeah,
which I totally expect the Switch to follow suit, right? My whole thing is like, whatever's next, it better just be, I would be fine with a more powerful Switch, right?
Something like, along those lines you'd be cool with?
Yeah, I just, you know, yes, do I want Nintendo to compete with PlayStation and Xbox? Absolutely. Do I want a Zelda game that looks like Horizon Forbidden West? Absolutely. Are we ever going to get it? No. So, like, my expectations for Nintendo are not where they are with Xbox and PlayStation, right?
Ed right now is ready to come to your house and my house and just mollywop us.
That's fine. Ed, here's the thing for Nintendo Power Block. Ed is the hype. He's the fanboy. He's the excitement. And I am the realist, and I am the Debbie Downer, and I am the person who tries to keep it realistic.
You know what, though, with Ed, the amount of history he knows.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous.
That it's. I hear him. I'm like, holy shit, Ed. Like, how? Like,
right. Yeah.
He's like, where did you get this information? But it's all correct. It's always all correct.
I know.
He's not just pulling out of his ass. He knows his Nintendo.
I know.
You can never say anything bad about that guy. Ed, I love you so much. I just do.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, I tell him all the time, like, we argue all the time on the podcast, and people like, why do you guys still do podcasts? You guys hate each other. I'm like, no, we don't. We're just doing the podcast. And then afterwards we're like, we talk for like another 45 minutes about BS and like whatever, you know? So, Ed knows I love him, and that anything I say on the podcast, I don't remember after we hit stop. So
my brain turns off too, man. It's like, all right, and we can calm down. I'm like, oh,
isn't that funny though? Like, Before you started podcasting, or early on in podcasting, like, I remember listening to podcasts where they're like, yeah, I mean, as soon as the mics turn off, like, I instantly forget everything we just talked about. I'm like, how do you just forget that? And then you do it for so long, and like, yeah, I don't remember. I have no idea what we talked about last week.
I think I didn't turn it off a few times when we would record OBO. So we'd record OBO. Oh man, we are bringing OBO back. By the way, it is coming back. It's coming back in a less chaotic fashion, but we would record OBO, and I would just get so drunk, so drunk, and my wife just finally was like, "Dude, you like can't tell some of the stories you're telling." I said one. I'll tell you off air, but I told the story, and she's like, "You like just like implicated yourself in like a crime, dude." And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, Nick, I could hear you through the floor. Like, I know you love this show. Because OBO was our way to escape, right? Like, that was like everybody's like, we would meet one night a week. Mm-hmm. We would all get drunk except for Jeff. Jeff was just like the protagonist or the antagonist of the show.
Yeah.
He'd be the sober one while me, Evan, and Brody are just sitting there slurring our words. And it was a wild show.
Yeah.
But like, I just never would turn it off after it, because I'd just be so drunk. And my wife, like I said, she's like, dude, you gotta like figure it out. Like, you gotta. We all were like that though. Like, we're all like, dude, this is getting too out of hand.
Like, yeah,
gotta calm it down.
Yeah, it sounds like After Dark for us. We're like, we just kind of like, I mean, we don't like get drunk or anything on the show, but we like anything kind of goes on the show. And then I don't know. I was editing one of the episodes one time. I'm like, man, we should probably pull back on some of this stuff, because it's you know, we all have like real jobs, and some people listen to this stuff. And
I have flamed my job on the podcast, even on WASD. Like, they were like, oh, what's your podcast? I'm like, I can't tell you.
Yeah.
Like, why? I'm like, because I have talked about how much I hate you all on my show, and I don't want you to hear it. And they're like, oh, okay. People are like, I don't know if I can talk to you anymore. I'm like, it's fine. Let's keep it going.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually talk pretty positive about my job on the podcast, because I actually like, and I'm not just saying this because we're recording, I actually really like my job, and I've been through enough shit jobs to know when a good one pops up, and
that's awesome.
Yeah. So I mean, to be honest with you, it's my job is this, basically, except I don't
the space you're in right now.
No, it's recording podcasts and videos for IT marketing company.
Oh, but that's like, wicked, dude.
Yeah. So like, basically it's just this, but instead of me and you, it'd be like, you know, one of my bosses and then like, you know, tech influencers, like instead of gaming influencers or gaming devs, it's literally just like, you know, somebody from Intel. We literally did a podcast about 3 months ago with the guy who invented USB, Jim Pappas, right? Like that was the podcast.
Cool. It's like, cool though.
I'm like, everything I plug in, everything that I use, like you just,
you're the guy.
Yeah. Like, man. So yeah, it's really, really, I don't know. I'm still on that mode, even though it's been like 2 years where like, I feel like I don't deserve this job because I've worked so many crap jobs and trying to scrape by and make it and, you know, trying to support my family to a point where like, I can't believe this just kind of, you know, and I was, you know, my wife made me apply and I felt like I was super underqualified and everything. And it's funny because they hired me. My boss literally told me he hired me because of our YouTube channel and our podcast and not because of my resume. I'm like, oh, God.
That's so cool, dude. I'm
like, man, this,
you deserve it, man. Don't ever sell yourself short. You deserve that, dude.
I mean, I think certain people go through a lot of things in life. And then when something good happens, like, I think people deserve good things when they put in the work, you know, and it just, I don't know. I still question every day, but I still think like I've put in so much work and it was just my turn and I'm grateful for it. But
yeah, no, I'm right there with you, man. I really am.
So
are we going to make the audience cry right now?
Maybe.
Success stories, baby. We got this.
Yeah. All right. So the last thing I want to talk about here is what, I mean, you guys have kind of grown and evolved, but there's still time. Like, what do you want to do with the podcast and the team and the group? Like, what is, I mean, I think our overall goal, everybody's overall goal is to like, man, wouldn't this be cool if we could just quit our day jobs and just do this stuff and do more of this stuff every day and, you know, keep growing and keep doing. But like, I mean, what's the goal? Like, how do you want to move forward? You know?
Yeah, there's a few. So I have different goals for WASD and I have different goals for Spawn Camp. WASD, man, it's just keep pushing the podcast, keep having fun, get more interviews. That's one thing I want to keep doing. I love talking to Evan. I really do. But I think Evan and I are best utilized when we're talking to other people. Mm-hmm. Obviously I want to do my solo shows with Evan too, right? Like WASD proper is with mm-hmm. just me and Evan and maybe somebody else we might pull in. And I love doing that because Evan is my best friend and we gel so well. But more interviews for WASD. Definitely want to talk to more developers. Again, Scott Miller was amazing. We got one coming up in in June 13th. I'm not going to say who it is yet, just in case it falls through. Mm-hmm. But it's for a very big remake that's coming out very soon. So, you know, we're working on talking to bigger people. I have one interview I am in the works with right now, which I won't say it here. I'll tell you off air. But if that pans out, that will be one of the biggest interviews I'll ever have.
I think. Is this the one that you told me about the other day?
I'm posting it. One minute.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, that's the one I'm working on.
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm like hyped for you. I'm like, oh my gosh, this better I'll happen. Cry. I will cry for you.
I don't know what I'll do because I don't think I'll be able to speak. I don't know if I'll be able to actually. I'll get through it, but it'll be really difficult. So for WASD, it's definitely more interviews. And streaming, right? Like Evan is a godsend gamer when it comes to FPS. Like that's his, like I love FPS. I love the genre. That's primarily what I play, but that is Evan's bread and butter, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to stream more. We do want to break out into the YouTubes here and there, but it's difficult with time.
Yeah.
Spawn Camp though, my ultimate goal there is to facilitate the community more. Definitely bring more podcasters into it. you know, maybe under the umbrella one day, or, you know, definitely have Spawn Camp and Boss Rush work more hand in hand, I think would be good. Mm-hmm. But I want to, there's an event I'm putting together. I've already talked to other people about it. Like, idea wise, I want to do meetups and charities, mm-hmm. right? Like, so if you're not in America, I'm sure you've seen, we have a problem with violence in this country, right? So I had the idea of like, okay, well, we could do an event, like a gaming event that's FPS based, right? Mm-hmm. And I have names in my head, but I'm not gonna say them out loud. But I have ideas that I want to do events for causes live, though. I don't want, you know, I want anybody could join in and play matches, mm-hmm. right? Like, my idea is like, okay, what if we like set up a server and we were playing Unreal Tournament or like Quake or Duke Nukem or Doom or anything you want to play, and you stream it, but like the whole room is being streamed. Mm-hmm. Or if you're like, or if you know you're in Ohio, so like you can stream what you're doing as long as you are doing your thing. We can all contribute to one cause and then donate the money. That's like my goal for Spawn Camp, is do things like that, because I think there's not a lot of people doing it.
Yeah,
and it's insane to me that there's not a lot of gamers who are doing things, or you know, communities that are doing things like that. Mm-hmm. When it could be very beneficial to a lot of different communities outside of our own to do things like that. Yeah. That's my end goal with Spawn Camp, is to make it a thing like that, where the community is constantly doing cool things for outside communities, you know, not for clout, not for anything like that. It's just,
yeah, to, you know, be a good person.
It's just cool.
You know,
it's just doing cool shit for cool people. Right. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I the way I grew up was I've told it on OBO. I grew up in, you know, kind of shit situation. I didn't have that. So like, to be able to like give it to like mothers who might need it, or kids who grew up in shitty homes, or, you know, but games were their escape, like it was for me, like that, I think that'd be just cool. It's logistically, it's hard.
Oh yeah.
Like I'm still trying to work it all out. But...
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, the hardest part is getting people together, yeah. But I think that that's a good idea, especially if, like, you know, it doesn't all have to be together. Like, as long as you guys are doing it at the same time and able to figure out the streaming setup and, you know, have people, I mean, we could call in or whatever, like that would, you know, hop on same server or whatever. That would be super yeah. cool. For Tower Casuals, my Destiny podcast, when Lance Reddick passed away, we decided that all of our, anything that we made in terms of the Destiny store that we were running for our merch, which isn't a lot, but anything that we made would go towards the Mom Cares charity, which was his charity, right? So
that's sweet.
Or the charity that he supported. I don't know if it's officially his charity, but that was a charity that he supported. It was very, very high on for like single moms or moms that are struggling, you know, that kind of thing. And we're going to announce this on the episode this week, but we just donated $200 to the charity.
That's awesome, dude.
So, and like, that's something that we were very adamant about, that when we decided to open the store for that show, because it's like, that show's not part of Boss Rush Network, really. Like, it's kind of like a side thing, because me and my friend Josh both love Destiny and just want to talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
So we decided, like, hey, if we're going to do a store, we're just going to donate to the Bungie Foundation, was the original thing, right? Like, any time we reach a milestone in terms of sales, we're just going to donate it to the Bungie Foundation.
That's cool.
But then, like, when he died, we were just like, we need to do that at least once. So,
yeah, that's awesome, though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those are the goals, right? Like, making it the job, right? Like, making it the career.
Yeah.
Is the end goal. Like, to be able to be like, okay, today I'm interviewing this person, I'm interviewing that person, I'm playing games with Corey, and we're going to stream for 5 hours, and we're going to play this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do this. And it's like, that's the end goal, but it takes time, mm-hmm. right? Like, people don't want to wait. Yeah. And that's one thing with podcasting. It is a waiting game. Mm-hmm. It's a waiting game. Like, you need to wait your turn almost. It's like, I look at the last podcast on left a lot because I really look up to those guys. It took them 10 years, mm-hmm. 11, 12 years, in fact, before like they were like, hey, we're touring now. We have merch that sells. We do this, we do that, we do this, we do that. Like, they live off their show now, mm-hmm. because they put the time in, mm-hmm. and they grinded. And that's just what you got to do, man. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to be work in the industry I'm in,
yeah.
but I do this as well. Right. Yeah. So,
yeah. I don't know. And yeah, like you said, like, and that's kind of like, I think that's why our content shifts a lot too, right? Like, both of us to an extent, right? We're like, you want to do more interviews, and like, interviews are great. And like, I would love to stream and do proper YouTube stuff, but like, I don't have the time because I go to work. It's a 35, 40 minute drive each way. You know, I have two kids, right? They need played with, and bathed, and you know, being a parent, as you know, and then I got to make time for my wife, which I don't make enough time for her. I feel sometimes, but like, she understands, you know, that this is something that I really want to do. And so like, having the time to like write a script for a video, figure out what I'm doing the video on, filming it, editing it, putting a, you know, making the thumbnail. And it's like, well, I don't know. I wish I had more time to do that. Let's plays also are like, you know, I mean, I feel like let's plays are kind of the streaming thing now, but like,
yeah,
still, you know, I don't have 4 or 5 hours to commit to a stream for, you know, right now, to make the algorithm pick up my stream so it could pass it on to other people.
Yeah.
And I can't do that 3, 4, 5 days a week. And I definitely don't, no offense to Twitch, I don't want to go to Twitch to do that. I would probably keep it on YouTube at this point. It's just, man, it's the grind, man. It's the grind, and you got to pick a lane and really grind that lane, and maybe like, okay, I'm going to do an interview instead of a main podcast, or I'm going to, you know, do this show over here, or I'm going to, you know, do something different for this kind of episode. But it all revolves around podcasting. And so that's the lane I chose. And that's the lane I feel like, you know, we are going to do a YouTube show though. Probably starting in July, timelined, which is like, we're going to play through all the Zelda games, I think.
Oh, that's sweet.
In order.
oh no. It's gonna be chaotic.
Yeah.
It's gonna be sweet. That's gonna be chaotic.
Yeah. But like, we've kind of talked about where we're like, okay, we're gonna commit to like 45 minute episodes. We're gonna record two or three at a time, and then we'll record another two or three episodes. Like, we'll record twice a month, right? And
yeah,
I think we can pull that off if like, okay, I'm gonna miss Pow Block this week, you know, or I'm gonna take this night of Tower Casuals off, or I'm gonna, you know, whatever the case may be, to get this done. And like you said, like, we can pull people from community, we could have guests, we could have, you know, you fill in, or you know, someone from, you know, our friends over at Secret Friends Unite, somebody could fill in, or community could fill in. Like, there's tons of options, and I think that's the good thing about what you and I have already built with our respective communities, is like, we've built the community that's there, you know, new people coming in, that's great, but like, we've established the community, we've established the kind of the heart and soul of why we're doing this. And I don't know, man, I have a ton of respect for you too, because like, I know you're grinding, and I know it's hard out there sometimes, and I gotta give it to you, man. WASD is incredible. It's been incredible since I started paying attention, which was a couple years ago, when I think you did a 1v1 with Celeste a couple years ago.
Yes.
And you know, like I said, we got to do more together, because I think you're great. I think you do a lot of cool stuff, and we gotta make that happen. We can't just, we can't just DM each other and say, hey, we got to make this happen. And then, you know, 3 months later, say it again.
We screw off.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, dude, we love you guys, man. I love all of you guys very much. You guys are awesome. Always been kind, which is really nice, because more and more, especially with just people on the internet and the people who are getting big on the internet, everyone kind of sucks. But you guys don't suck, and you guys are fun to talk to. And yeah, we need to work together. And we have a lot of respect and admiration for you guys. We love you all. And yeah, you guys just don't suck. You're not shitheads. That's really important. Like, it's really important.
If we were getting a box copy of our podcast, you know, Blu-ray release, yeah, that's the box quote. Does not suck. Aren't not shitheads. Shitheads.
Yeah, does not suck. Not shitheads.
Oh man. That's awesome. Is there anything you want to kind of, is there anything coming up that you're excited for? Anything kind of either episodes or games or whatever you're excited for? Like, just
personally, game wise, I'm stoked for System Shock. Excited for that remake, but for WASD, when does this episode release?
Hold on.
Uh-oh.
I can't hear you now.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Oh, God. Come on. Go away. Siri popped on.
What?
And it like muted you, and I couldn't hear what you said. So.
Oh, from your question?
Yeah. So, yeah, I after my question, I didn't hear what you said.
we definitely redo that. I'm stoked for System Shock. I'm stoked to play that game. But in terms of episodes, when does this episode release?
Oh God. I know when it releases. I have to pull up the schedule. Sometime in June. I think the second week of June.
Okay. So by the time this episode comes out, there will be an episode that we would have already recorded and released. That is what I'm excited for, but I'm not going to say the name of the person who's on that day, just in case anything changes from now to then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, just check out the Spawn Camp if you want, guys. We don't compete with Boss Rush. We're in the same lane, right? Like, we're all friends. So, I mean, we try to get more Boss Rush guys and more Spawn Camp guys into each other's servers anyways.
Yeah.
But, I mean, check out the WASD and Beyond podcast if you guys want, right? Like, we release cool stuff. It's could be raunchy at times. It could be not, but we're trying to do cool things. We try to just have open discussions about video games. The misconception for WASD is that it's just computer based. It's not PC gaming. It's everything. So
that's what the Beyond 4 is for, guys.
Exactly. Thank you. People don't get that. I'm like, no, we're not just a PC show.
Yeah. Like I said. I think you guys are great. I think you're great. I definitely am hoping we can do more collaborations and more crossover stuff in the future. That's definitely on the list. You know, it's a goal for the second half of the year to do more with you and like we were talking about before, there's very few creators that I want to like do crossover stuff with. You know, there's you, we are partnering with Chris Davis over at the Black Gamer League for, you know, we're doing a once a month spotlight podcast with them. He's cool. I don't know if you know Chris or not, but he runs this. The Black Gamer League is just like he highlights Black creators and they that are doing That's cool awesome. Things. And
Chris Davis?
Yeah. On Twitter, it's Force Davis, P-H-O-R-C.
Found him.
Yeah, Ed just did a really great interview with him. It went up for all free listeners this week. So
awesome.
He's great. He was also on the Boss Rush podcast a couple months ago. So, you know, we're trying to do more cool things with them. Secret Friends Unite, you know, Todd and Mark and Charlie are all awesome. I don't know if you follow them at all either. But
I'm doing it right now.
But they're like... You like I look to them as like, this is the pinnacle of like a podcast network and how it should be run and how they do things. Like I think they're great. Their Spotlight podcast will be out by the time this hits also. So
awesome.
Check that out too. Yeah, Todd and Mark are great. Charlie, I haven't had a lot of interaction with Charlie just because he's not like a huge gamer, but he's super into like Star Wars and Star Trek, and he's really into like cosplay and stuff too. So he does a great old Indiana Jones, which is hilarious. But yeah, and then I mean, obviously you guys are like, that's like the trifecta of people that I want to do more things with.
Always down, my friend. We are always down.
Well, Nick, thank you for your time. Thank you for, you know, shooting the shiz with me here on the on this Boss Rush Spotlight. One more time, where can we find you in the podcast?
Yeah, you guys can find us on Twitter at BeyondWSD. You could find Spawn Camp on Spawn Camp Co. on Twitter, I believe it is. I'm checking right now. Yeah, Spawn Camp Co. You guys could join the free Discord. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to podcasts, type in WASD and Beyond, and you can find us. Lots of cool shit coming up. Lots of cool stuff. Bear with us. We might have off days. We might have days or months where we record every day, but we're kind of, we're all over the place. We're on fire, but in a good way, in a good way.
Yeah. And all the links will be in the show notes on the website and in the whatever podcast feed. I pointed down like somebody's listening and they can see me. In the description of the episode, all the stuff will be there to follow you guys too. I want to make sure we're doing a better job of spreading the word for you guys too. Which is great, because we just signed up for a new social media sharing service, and I can load up to 2,000 posts for Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So because WordPress cut out LinkedIn pages and Twitter out of their API, so now we got to do a obnoxious third party. But it's fine, it's fine, guys. It's good.
It's the airing of the grievances now,
right? So yeah, but yeah, Nick, thanks again for joining me. I want to thank everybody for listening and or watching this Boss Rush Podcast Spotlight. Check out WASD and Beyond. Check out the Boss Rush Podcast on your podcast services. Subscribe to us on Patreon. You get early access to all of our podcasts for as little as a dollar. Get extra perks at the $5 level and other. See what cheer was right for you. I know some of it is changing. It probably has already changed since by the time this has come out. But, you know, it's been a process. So expect more interviews, expect more spotlights. And yeah. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you guys so much for watching. And until next time, we love you. Goodbye. The Boss Rush Podcast is a product of Boss Rush Media, LLC, and is recorded from our headquarters in Akron, Ohio. This show is produced, written, and directed by me, Corey Deering. My co-hosts are Stephanie Klimov, Laurent Dawkins, and Edward Varnell. You can find Stephanie at Klimov_author on Twitter and Instagram, as well as on the EXPcast. You can find Laurent at Exodus803 on Twitter, Instagram, Twitch, and YouTube, and also on Crossroads, the video game podcast. You can find Edward at ThatRetroCode on Twitter and Instagram, as well as hosting Nintendo Powblock. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at IamCoreyInHD, and find me hosting Tower Casuals, the Destiny podcast, and co-hosting Nintendo Powblock. Find the Boss Rush Podcast on all social media platforms at Boss Rush Podcast. You can also follow Boss Rush Media and Boss Rush Network on all major social media platforms. Join the Boss Rush Network Discord and Facebook groups to interact with other friends and fans. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.